You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's a few minutes past 7:30, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to be starting my show right now. It's called Karasu, and here we go. Hello, welcome. It is Karasu on CITR 101.9 FM, where it is the program that you get to listen to Japanese independent music. My name is Alex Ujima. I hope you guys will be enjoying it for the next little while. Tonight, we'll be talking about the Powell Street Festival. If you haven't heard of it, the Powell Street Festival is the annual event where they have it at the Oppenheimer Park, basically nearby Powell Street, hence the name, to celebrate Japanese-Canadian culture. And it's our 30th anniversary, so we'll be talking about what's going to be featured at the event. We're also going to have a special guest talking around at 8 o'clock to promote the festival as well. So stick on to this program and find out how you can eat some yakisoba. And that's not the main reason why you want to go, although probably 50% does go there for that food. But nonetheless, there are some great things that will be going on. I'll talk a little bit more in a minute. But by the way, there is a podcasting available for this program. It is at www.citr.ca. And then just click on the podcasting and download your favorite show. Stay tuned. We'll be talking a little bit more, but how about we put some more music instead? I'll be playing some Blue Hearts, and this is Linda, Linda, Linda on
101.9. 写真には写らない美しさがあるから Linda, Linda
We had Asobi Sexu performing that song, and the song is called Mizu Asobi. Really playful track. I'll give you the reason why I selected that song. But before that, I also played some great music by, yes, the Blue Hearts. Linda, Linda, Linda was the name of the track. And the reason why I chose that song was that I actually went to the Kibatsu Cinema the other time and watched a movie called Linda, Linda, Linda about four high school girls that trying to get a band together 3 days before the school festival, and they performed that song at the very end. It was a very uplifting film. I really enjoyed it. Highly recommend it for any people that are passionate about music or was in a high school band before. So yeah, you should check it out sometime. Again, my name is Alex, and this is CITR 101.9. Show is called Karasu, and tonight we'll be talking about the Powell Street Festival that'll be coming up this weekend. I'll be having one guest by the name of Lindsay Sung. I'll introduce her at 8 o'clock by phone to talk about more about the festival. And yeah, it's going to be a great thing. Japanese festival, in Japanese, they say matsuri. And this is a very popular event in Japan. You almost have a matsuri almost every month. It's quite amazing. And they usually have it going on nearby shrines or temples. And it's one of the features of matsuris are usually like these small concession stands that are near, that are very similar to like those Chinese markets in Richmond, for example. And there'll be great games, lots of food that'll be going on. And that's what you would expect to see at the Powell Street Festival as well. And on top of that, there'll be lots of arts and cultural events that'll be a lot of fun. There'll be things such as karaoke contests, sumo matches, and some goldfish games. If you would like to collect some goldfishes, very popular game in Japan as well. And many more. It'd be one heck of a blast. If you have been to the Powell Street Festival, you know what I'm talking about. So you probably want to wear yukatas or jinbeis and check it out. Alrighty, again, Powell Street Festival is going to be coming this weekend. And this year's theme, they always have a theme for the Powell Street Festival all the time. And this year is called Play, Playful. That's the name of the theme. So they want to do something that has a lot of perhaps like a nostalgic feeling. I think that's what they're trying to aim for. And they try to have more events that involve children playing games and have more activities. But I'm not saying that this is a children's only event. There'll be some great art exhibitions and music show on both Saturday and Sunday. So you probably want to have your ears opened. And yeah, sit back and wait for the next little while we talk about more about the Powell Street Festival. Including some omikoshi. I'll give you a little more information about that later. So anyways, I'll be playing more music right now. Let me see what I should play. How about we play some Takeo Yamashiro. We're going to play some traditional music this time. Takeo Yamashiro is an amazing shakuhachi performer. Shakuhachi is this bamboo flute that you play vertically. Looks like a recorder, but it's made of bamboo. And he's been playing it for numerous years. And yeah, he's now currently living in Vancouver. And he also helped set up Tonari Gumi, which is the Vancouver Japanese Canadian Society Volunteer Association. And they're the ones that really help establish the Powell Street Festival in the first place. So we have to congratulate that after 30 years, it's still running strong. And without Tonari Gumi or Takeo Yamashiro, perhaps we wouldn't even have a Japanese cultural festival in the first place. But anyways, you probably want to listen to this track. It's really great stuff. Again, this is Takeo Yamashiro, and the song is called Infinitude 3. Mm-hmm. just when you have great Japanese music, it gets cut in the middle of it. Oh God, I'm just not happy about that. But anyways, I had a couple of tracks before that. Hopefully it went through very well, so I'm pretty happy about that. The two songs that I chose, it was Uzume Taiko called Borrowed Time. Uzume is also performing at the Powell Street, if I'm correct. And before that, Takeo Yamashiro, who is a shakuhachi master, a bamboo flute, and he was one of the members, if not, I believe he's the founder of Tonari Gumi, which is the Vancouver Asian Canadian volunteer society that also helped out create the Powell Street Festival, which will be happening this weekend. So it's going to be very, very exciting. This is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex. Welcome to the show. We're going to be having a guest to talk about the Powell Street Festival after a couple more songs. But first, I just want to let you know, I do have an email contact that you can reach me. It is japanindie@gmail.com. That's Japan Indie, INDIE, at gmail.com. And feel free to give me some suggestions or pitches or even some artists that you would like to recommend on my show. And I would happily like to play it on the air. Okay. But again, it's japanindie@gmail.com. And it's great to show how there are many talented Japanese artists that are out there, not just in Japan, but even throughout the world. There's many like Canadians and Japanese Americans out there too. So again, hey, let me know, okay? We'll be playing a few more tracks. We played some traditional music, so let's get back to a little more modern stuff. How about we play some Takako Minakawa? Let's get that in there. She is the current wife of, guess who? Yes, it is Cornelius. Cornelius' wife is Takako Minakawa. Actually, Cornelius produced one of Minakawa's albums in her early stages of her career, and that blossomed into love and into marriage. So, hey, it worked out, right? I'll be playing a song called Plash by Takako Minakawa right now. Hope you guys like it. Thank you. We had some Takako Minakawa playing Plash on the program. And it's going to be some good times right now. But anyways, I'm going to have a special guest online on the air right now. And she is the production coordinator for the Powell Street Festival Society. And it's going to be good to have her on the program. So I'm just going to put her on right now. And her name is Lindsay Sung, the production coordinator for the Powell Street Festival Society. So first of all, thank you very much to be on the show.
Thank you.
Great. So first of all, if you could just go over it again, what is the Powell Street Festival?
Well, this is the 31st annual Powell Street Festival.
Oh, okay.
Last year was the 30th anniversary.
Oh, I thought it was this year.
Oh, no, it was last year.
Oh, it's the 31st? Okay.
It's a celebration of Japanese, Canadian, and sort of Pan-Asian arts, culture, and history.
Yes, and for this year's festival, I believe it is on Asobi, which is play in Japanese.
Yes,
and... And if you could just tell me a little bit more on what people would expect in the playfulness of the Powell Street Festival.
Well, I guess every year there's just a theme, and I think the theme play sort of came out mm-hmm. of how playful the festival is.
Yes,
it's like it's very vibrant and very actually quite youthful.
Yes,
a lot of the organizers now are all sort of under 30 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The board of directors, everybody. So it's mm-hmm. it's got a real kind of youthful. Vibrant energy,
mm-hmm.
and just the whole, it's a very colorful festival, sort of a sensory overload, but in a really good mm-hmm. way kind of thing. So,
and it's also for all ages, like considering that it's been going on for 30 years,
absolutely.
I'm pretty sure there's like, you know, three generations of like families just like going to this event. It must be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, you'll find, you know, a 6-month-old baby in the yukata or, you know, like the 80-year-old senior, you know, doing the Tonarigumi seniors exercises with them, and you know, it's a real range of people, not only in age, but, you know, just all sort of sensibilities and walks of life, I guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And every year at this Powell Street Festival, of course, it promotes the alternate culture of Japan, and you usually have a lot of these guests coming from Japan or anywhere, any other parts of the world, and I just got a couple of highlights that I believe will be just amazing for the festival. One of them is an avant-garde artist by the name of Koichi Makigami. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He is a very wacky voice improvisation artist.
Okay.
And he also plays like the jaw harp, and he has a theremin as well. So he's, I don't know, he's very a little out there, but
so it's a little bit of like it's like avant-garde,
mm-hmm,
really
kind of more on the experimental sort of tip.
Okay.
But which is kind of, it's neat because there's the contemporary work and like the avant-garde mm-hmm. music and all that sort of thing. But there's mm-hmm. also like traditional, so it's a real mix of sort of old and new styles, I guess.
On top of his voice improvisation work, as well. Like I heard he's also a voice improviser.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. When is that show coming on?
That is on the Saturday evening, so it would be August 4th. And it's actually at this place called The Chapel,
mm-hmm.
which is at 304 Dunleavy. And actually, it's a funeral home that's been sort of recreated as an art space.
Oh.
So it's a very interesting space.
Oh, that sounds like really avant-garde to me. And what time is that on?
The doors are at 8 p.m. And actually, there's a special guest opening as well, a woman named Keiko DeVoe.
Yes.
She's from Montreal.
I believe she's also the members of the Acorns. Is that correct? I
think. Is that right? Or
yeah,
People for Audio. I know she's in that group in Montreal.
Yes. Yes,
cool.
Mom Joel. So I think it's going to be a great performance. Again,
yeah.
That's on August 4th at 8. And the second show or the event that I'm very interested in is called Between What's Said and Unsaid, which is a drawing show by Nikkei artists.
Yes.
Yes. And,
that's going to be opening on the Friday evening, August 3rd, and that's at the Helen Pitt Gallery,
mm-hmm.
which is just a few blocks from the festival site, which is 400 block of Powell Street, so Alexander Street. There's going to be an artist talk as well on August 4th from 2 to 3 p.m., and some of the artists will be present as well.
And what would people expect at this art exhibition? What would be different from the Monet and Dali art?
Well, it's very contemporary. It's sort of contemporary takes on illustration and drawing. Mm-hmm. So anybody, I think that anyone who is interested in like graphic novels or comics or anime or animation, there's an animation piece. There's like excerpts from graphic novels, and there's screen prints, and there's dolls. Like, it's a very diverse sort of output.
Okay.
But yeah.
And what is the theme of this art exhibition? Like the title, Between What's Said and Unsaid, it sounds like a little like privacy or secrecy. I don't know if I'm reading it correctly, but is there a theme?
I think it's sort of meant to suggest like storytelling or or you know, exploration or narrative in that.
Right.
I don't know.
Exploration of like youths or like people that are kind of like looking back to their old days.
Yeah,
say.
I mean, definitely a sense of nostalgia.
Oh, it's some nostalgic themes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. So again, that's at the August 4th to the 17th at the Helen Pick Gallery. Is that correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 102-140 Alexander Street.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. And of course, there will be the, as always, martial arts demonstrations and the taiko performances as well.
Yep. We have actually a very exciting group performing on the Sunday, Jodaiko. It's a group of women taiko players.
Ooh. They're,
and led by Tiffany Tamibushi.
Yes.
She's from California.
Oh.
So it's going to be very exciting.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And there's one more thing I have to ask.
Okay.
That's very, very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be yakisoba?
Of course.
Yes.
Takoyaki, yakisoba, kakigori, everything.
Yes, that's where like most people come to the festival for. It's for the food.
I think so. I've been dreaming about this for, you know, every year after the festival is over, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for next year. I try everything at like twice over.
Yeah, so it's something that you just cannot miss. It's all about the food. But of course, there's also arts and culture too. And again, is there a website where people could find more information for the Powell Street Festival?
Yes, it's www.powellstreetfestival.com. Mm-hmm. And actually, our entire schedule is online. And there's just so much to do throughout the whole weekend.
Like, yeah, so there is a downloadable schedule.
Yeah, it's a PDF.
PDF format.
And then also we print in the Bulletin, which is the Japanese monthly magazine. So the schedule will be in that too, and that will be available at the festival.
Great. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you very much for being on the air, Lindsay.
No problem.
Yeah,
I like your show. It's great.
Any shout-outs you want to make, by the way?
No, but if you have any Buffalo Daughter you'd like to play, that would be pretty cool.
Ooh, absolutely. Let's play that right now. I got it on the CD player, actually.
Great.
Great. I'll play a song called Volcanic Girl for you.
Okay.
Okay. And you could just hold on the line. Just
sure.
A minute.
See you at the festival.
Great. See you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And again, that was Lindsay Sung, the production coordinator for the Powell Street Festival Society. And as you heard, there'll be lots of events that'll be going on, including one of the things I'll probably check out, the Koichi Makigami, the avant-garde performer. I'll give you the dates of these shows one more time after I play a couple of songs. So, but anyways, I'll play Lindsay's request. This is Buffalo Doubter on Karasu.
I feel so bad. My I see a moth. It looks like my lover. I wanna chase it.
I'm just getting back. Well, that just, you know, got the wind out of me, but I won't explain what happened. But anyways, that was Yellow Magic Orchestra, you know, kind of like this 80s kind of style, getting back there. Well, of course, they started off back in the early 80s and kind of kept on going until 1993. They broke up, but they had a one heck of a reunion show for the... that I forgot what it was called, but the Earth Day Festival, like they had six or seven concerts going on at once, and then one of the city was Tokyo, and the highlight, I would say, probably the best highlight, was the Yellow Magic Orchestra reuniting together and playing some damn good music. And that was a song called Key, and before that I had a Buffalo Daughter in Request by Lindsay, and the song was called Volcanic Girl. And I'll be talking a little bit more about the Powell Street Festival, which is coming up this weekend, and you should probably mark your calendar right away, because if you love Japanese culture, food, and arts, then this is the festival to check out. And but some people might be like, oh, I don't want to go and dress up in my kimono, for example. I don't know, just taking something out of my butt. But there is some modern stuff too. One of them is called the Yugo, which is a hip-hop fusion event. I actually checked this out last year, and it was very interesting. It is an event where they combine Japanese contemporary pop arts and combine it with hip-hop, and it would have a lot of breakdancing, even some freestyle rapping in both Japanese and English, and have some Japanese musicians and DJs performing live at the festival as well. And it is one great show. It's a lot of fun. Children will love it, and any breakers, Vancouver hip-hop lovers out there, it is also an event for you as well. So I will check it out even just for that too. I got a great song that would be suitable for that Yugo hip-hop session. This girl is a producer slash DJ slash really crazy individual. Her name is Doll Dodo. And in some of her performances, all she does is to cross her legs, sit on some zabuton, futon, and stick the microphone literally like inside her mouth and murmur her lyrics while she plays it on a synthesizer. And I would love to see that show, actually. I think it'd be a blast. Anyways, this is Doll Dodo called Everyday Donor Life. You're going to have a kick in this one.
We'll be right back. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Are we taking care of our old customers? Picking up your tabs at the Bunny Club. What is it, Lamar Jane?
It's not a this material that I finally got from you in my hand. Love is a piece of just like it, just hard in the time must be fine. And this was the man of future war.
A good idea. $1 million. Yes. Very good.
Hello. That was a fantastic plastic machine. One of the great DJs that really established the Shibuya K-pop scene, along with Ken Ishii and the Pizza Cato Fives. And of course, what was it called? Cornelius, former band. It's not coming up to my head. I'll get it back to you later. This is CITR 101.9. Sorry, it must be in all the green tea that I had in the afternoon, but... hope you guys are liking the program. If you want to find out more information about my show or podcasting, there are many ways you can do that. For the podcasting, you could go to the website www.citr.ca and just use your mouse. You know what to do. Use your index finger, double click on any of the shows, not just my show, but any of the other programs that are available at 101.9, because they're just great source of indie music that you can never hear on any other radio station. Only this one, okay? You've got to check it out. Again, it's www.citr.ca. And also, you know, let me know how I'm doing. Give me a shout. You can contact me. Give me a call right now if you like. It is 604-UBC-CITR. That is the number. Or you can send me an email at JapanIndie, that's one word, at gmail.com. I actually had a different email address before, but it was too hard to spell, and I always mispronounced it all the time, so I just skipped that, okay? But yeah, let me know how I'm doing. Any comments or feedback are greatly appreciated. Okay, I want to talk about one of the greatest features of any festival, Japanese festival in particular, and it's called the omikoshi. They actually have this on display at the Powell Street Festival last year. I hope they have it this year as well, and I hope they will actually carry it along. Let me just explain. Mikoshi is, best way to put it, a portable Shinto shrine. It's not going to be pulled by a truck like trailer park stuff, but this is actually carried by men or women if they like, just having this portable shrine carried upon their shoulder, usually a small shrine, such as maybe slightly bigger than a doghouse or two, would be fairly heavy, and it takes around 30 to 40 people to carry it around. Some larger shrines that you will probably see in Japan will probably take around 100 or even more. It's actually served as a vehicle of a divine spirit in Japan at the time of parades. And it is, like I mentioned earlier, it is a miniature building with all the features of a regular temple itself that would have pillars, walls, roof, veranda, and a railing. And there's even a place where one person could stand by or on top of the shrine to encourage the people to carry it across the village or in town. And it is a very amazing feature for any Japanese festival to see the mikoshis, I have to say. And people are being splashed with water just to keep themselves hydrated, because they do have to walk quite a distance, maybe around 10 to 12 blocks. I even seen a shrine being carried at the Salmon Festival in Steveston. It's always happening on Canada Day. If you guys were there, you know what I'm talking about. But other festivals with the omikoshi, people would wave it widely side to side. Just imagine 100 people carrying this shrine on their shoulders that weighs a ton, and they kind of rock it back and forth like a cradle. And I have to say, in a time, there are moments where the shrine topples over or runs into someone, and it actually injures several people, not to mention causes a lot of riots too if it's very extreme. Just imagine in one festival, I actually saw a Japanese video where there were like yakuzas and other people just battling it out for fighting to see which shrine could be carried to the end of the course the fastest. And people are pretty serious. Just imagine like at a mosh pit of a death metal band, like really death metal, but there'll be tens of these mikoshi shrines just being crowd surfed. It's not going to be crowd surfed, but just imagine that. That's how it's going to look like if you go to a really extreme battle, so to say, of these mikoshis being carried over. But don't worry, that's never going to happen at Japanese festivals such as the Powell Street Festival. No worries, it'll at least be on display. And I do not know whether they will be carrying it around, parading this mikoshi, but I do hopefully they will be carrying across just to display the beauty of Japanese culture. Again, if you want to get more information of the Powell Street Festival, you can just go to the website. It is www.powellstreetfestival.com. And as we talked earlier this evening, you can also find the schedule and the pamphlet for the festival and download it and print it and plan your weekend with this festival. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Anyways, since I was talking about the omikoshi and the matsuri, the next song I'm going to be playing is called Omatsuri Washoi, and it's by the pioneering rockers of the 90s by the name of Kururi. A great band, I have to say. This is 101.9 CITR. Ow.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Love Psychedelico just doing their thing. Yeah, they actually did fairly well in New York City. They even closed the Expo 2005 in Aichi, Nagoya. And yeah, they're still releasing albums after albums, and they're just really great music. Yes. And again, that was Love Psychedelico with their song Good Day Celebration. That's what it was. And before that, I had Kururi Omatsuri Washoi, just rocking it right there. And this is CITR. I got 50 minutes into the program, which means at 9 o'clock, I have to let you know that Gavin Walker will be doing his thing in a show called The Jazz Show. And if you cannot guess what the show is about, then you don't deserve listening to it, because obviously you don't like jazz. But if you're not one of those guys, the Jazz Show, or The Jazz Show, is an excellent three-hour program where he'll introduce and play some excellent selection of jazz on air. And usually at 11 o'clock, he'll have a featured album or an artist that he would love to share with you. And altogether, that 3 hours will be a great way to end your night and fall fast asleep and unfortunately go to work the next day. But jazz is a great way to make you go sound asleep. Again, it's The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, starting at 9 o'clock. And oh yeah, there's one more thing that I would like to mention, that of course, yes, the Powell Street Festival is coming up, but there is another show by the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre. It's called Cowboy versus Samurai, and it's a play written by Michael Glamko, and it's won the Best Playwrights, Best Play for the New Playwrights, and it's been successful in New York City, San Francisco, and it is also the Canadian premiere in Vancouver, and it's been going on for 2 weeks, but this is the final week, your last chance, perhaps, to see the play. Again, it's Cowboy versus Samurai, and it's happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center. If you want to get more information or buy the tickets, you can go to www.vact.ca. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I believe it ends on August 3rd, and then you can go to the Powell Street Festival in the following days. Hey, a three-day Japanese or Asian cultural event. I think that'll be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? I'll be playing more music. I was supposed to play this earlier. Usually I do that after public service announcements. So how about I play it right now? It is Rovo. That's right. And the song is called Emormi.
long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
We'll be right back.
Yes, and that was Aohara Youth, performed by Supercar. And before that, I had Robo with Emormi. And I only got 5 minutes left, which means that I gotta get out of here, unfortunately. And thank you for listening. If you listened partially or the entire show, I really appreciate your support. And please let me know how I am doing. You can give me your email by sending it to japanindie@gmail.com. That's japanindie@gmail.com. And yeah, any comments will be greatly appreciated. I'll read each and every email. And also, podcasting for this show, as well as many other fabulous shows by many other DJs at CITR, are available at the website www.citr.ca. Again, I would like to specially thank Lindsay Sung, the production coordinator for Powell Street Festival Society, to talk on the air about the Powell Street Festival. It is happening on August 4th and 5th. This weekend, and there'll be lots of events, including what I'm looking after is Koichi Makigami, who is an avant-garde artist that blends old popular Japanese music with some voice improvisation and some avant-garde experimental stuff. It's going to be one heck of a show. That's happening on August 4th at 8 p.m. at the Chapel, 304 Dunley Avenue. And also there's an art exhibition, Between What's Said and Unsaid, a drawing short by Nikkei artists, which is going to be opening on Friday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Helen Pitt Gallery, 102-148 Alexander Street. And that's it for me. Again, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you guys next week at 7:30. Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show is coming up very soon, and I'll just finish it off with some Japanese reggae. Here's Baghdad Cafe with Peachy. So long and sayonara. Arigato.